millions of our listeners, well, hundreds of thousands of our listeners, I would say thousands, or hundreds anyway, shall, a few listeners have asked me to get Albert and the Lion on this record, and I'm going to do just that. I will attempt to do it standing on one leg with the tuxedo on and all that, wearing a cummerbund and like that. Also a blindfold. There's a famous seaside place called Blackpool that's noted for fresh air and fun. And Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom went there with young Albert, their son. A grand little lad was young Albert, all dressed in his best, quite a swell, with a stick with an horse's head handle, the finest that Woolworths could sell. They didn't think much to the ocean, the waves they was smiddlin' and small. There was no wrecks and nobody drowned, in fact, nothing to laugh at all. So seeking for further amusement, they paid and went into the zoo, where they'd lions and tigers and camels and old ale and sandwiches, too. There were one great big lion called Wallace. His nose were all covered with scars. He lay in a somnolent posture with the side of his face on the bars. Now, Albert had heard about lions, how they was ferocious and wild, but to see Wallace lion so peaceful, well, it didn't seem right to the child. So straightway, the brave little fella, not showing a morsel of fear, took his stick with its horse's head handle and pushed it in Wallace's ear. You could see the lion didn't like it, for giving a kind of a roll, he pulled Albert inside the cage with him and swallowed the little lad whole. Then Pa, who had seen the occurrence and didn't know what to do next, said, "Mother, yon lion's at Albert." And Mother said, "Well, I am vexed." Then Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom, quite rightly when all said and done, complained to the animal keeper that the lion had eaten their son. The keeper was quite nice about it. He said, "What a nasty mishap. Are you sure it's your boy he's eaten?" Pa said, "Am I sure? There's his cap." The manager had to be sent for, and he came, and he said, "What's to do?" Pa said, "Yon lion's at Albert, and him in his Sunday clothes, too." Then Ma said, "Right, right, young fellow, I think it's a shame and a sin for a lion to go and eat Albert, and after we've paid to come in." The manager wanted no trouble. He took out his purse right away, saying, "How much to settle the matter?" And Pa said, "What do you usually pay?" But Mother had turned a bit awkward when she thought where her Albert had gone. She said, "Someone's got to be summoned." So that was agreed upon. And then off they went to the police station in front of the magistrate chap, and they told him what happened to Albert and proved it by showing his cap. The magistrate gave his opinion that no one was really to blame. He said that he hoped the Ramsbottoms would have further sons to their name. At that, Mother got proper blazing, and "Thank you, sir," kindly said she. "What, waste all our lives raising children to feed ruddy lions? Not me.